Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Finally, we're able to get on. We have some leftovers from yesterday. I tried to get on yesterday. Sorry, guys. We just could not get on. Everything was against every bit of that. Let's hope things go well. I don't know if anyone caught the episode late in the midnight hours the other night. That was fucking crazy. We got some stuff. All right, so you ready to hear this shit? I've got your favorite thing that you love so much.
Me? Oh,
yeah,
Lord,
yeah.
Have mercy. No, man. Don't be telling people that shit.
Meaning he hates it so much. Every day, because it's every fucking day.
Oh, my God.
Tell me how sex offenders, including pedophiles, should be allowed to adopt. Teresa May. Rules which bar sex offenders from working with children are unfair, and even convicted pedophiles should have the right to adopt, leading legal academic said. Helen Reese, a reader in law in the London School of Economics, called on Theresa May, the Home Secretary, to relax rules which automatically ban sex offenders for caring for children. How does this breach their human fucking rights? You no longer have those when you do this shit to kids, and you shouldn't be allowed near them. What about the kids' fucking human rights?
Exactly.
Why don't we just admit this? America is a child sex ring. Let's just admit. Children and families, sex child ring. Shut the fuck up. Thank you. Okay. Next on the docket. This pisses me off. You're going to love this. You're going to love my nuts. Let me bring up the microphone so you can hear me. I'm going to moisten my vocal cords.
Moisten.
Stay moist. It's important. Oklahoma, you should be ashamed of your fucking self. This is why I hate daycares, for one. I do not trust these places with, like, my child who cannot speak. 37-year-old arrested after he raped a 4-year-old girl in a McDonald's restroom. She was at her daycare field trip visiting McDonald's. How the fuck you gonna let a 4-year-old go to the bathroom by her goddamn self? Bitch, please. I swear. And on the other note, on the other thing, why don't we just start assigning kids to sex offenders at this point? You might as well. And the same with this. You might as well serve this kid on a fucking platter face down ass up to this motherfucker.
No.
Why don't they just put kids on the menu since pedophiles need their human rights?
Dude, they just traumatized that kid for life, dude. That's fucked up,
bro.
She left
her carers to use the bathroom. She is 4. My 4-year-old don't go to the bathroom by herself. And she's as tall as a 7-year-old. No. The fuck is wrong with people? And this was in Midwest City. Midwest fucking city? You've got to be motherfucking kidding me. This motherfucker went to jail without a scratch on him. They apprehended him like he was Princess Diana, so dainty. You fucking piece of shit.
Wow. They needed to tackle the fuck out of that bitch. Beat the shit out of there. What the hell type of shit is that?
Yeah. His name is Joshua David Kabatra. He's from Midwest City.
Do your fucking thing, Internet.
You fucking piece of shit. Katie Hill. She's a Republican, but this woman is my fucking hero. We're going to save that for Monday. Because that's a whole rant all on its own. And we're going to play the segment because everybody all around the world, every girl needs to hear this shit. And to my favorite thing, this, I couldn't stop laughing when I fucking read this last night. I was sitting there terrorizing the neighborhood from my ghoul chair, handing out candy. I stumbled on this piece of gold. Cannibal killer slaughtered and ate 23 pizza delivery men, 6 Jehovah Witnesses, 2 postmen in 7 years. Dude, did you get? Did you see the picture of his face? I thought I sent you a link. Did you get the link?
Oh yeah.
Bro, did you see his face?
Yeah, that fat dude.
Oh God, both eyeballs are going in different directions. Which way are you looking, man? How'd he know what part he was eating? Houston police have arrested a man believed to be behind the disappearance of no less than 31 persons this past decade. Ivan Fedorovich Yanukovych, 56, could be linked to a number of mysterious disappearances. Yanukovych was interrogated by police after neighbors complained about him using a chainsaw late at night and reported the man being covered in blood. How?
I just hope that wasn't the guy that called him that night.
I swear to God, please don't. When police arrived, maybe he was chopping up his crazy wife, huh? When police arrived on the scene, please God, don't be listening right now. We're totally only poking fun. It's for shits and gigs, please God. Though, if you want to show up at my house, I totally invite you, but you may not step outside again, so. You know, and that death threat, whichever one of you have been emailing me with ghost emails and shit, clever? Because it had your phone number on it. And, like, you should stop using your GPS on your phone. Because it's also, I don't know, who uses a BlackBerry anymore?
Wow.
Must be some honky in the woods. Anyway, Yanukovych was found butchering a dead body in his garage and preparing what police officers described as large quantities of ground meat mixed with an aromatic blend of spices. The suspect admitted to preying on unsuspecting delivery men from local restaurants, several postmen, and even a number of Jehovah's Witnesses. They say they seized over 700 pounds of unidentified meat from 4 freezers, which is presumed to be of human origin. I never suspected he was a mass murderer. He would often invite all the neighbors to watch football at his house and host large barbecues for everyone. And was super friendly. He lives with his mother, Anastasia Z. Yanukovych, 93, who rents the house basement to a local student, seemed to blend into the community and never aroused suspicion. He was in charge of organizing our yearly spaghetti dinner. Oh my God, he's feeding his neighborhood people.
You think it's meatballs? That ain't meatballs, bitch.
Yeah, them Rocky Mountain oysters. When interrogated by authorities, Yanukovych apparently showed some remorse about killing the delivery men and postmen who were just doing their job. But so the Jehovah's Witnesses really annoyed him and wished he had taken out more. Jehovah's Witness organization spokesman said that he is relieved that members of our local chapter can now feel safe, and that these courageous souls have not ended in this vile man's belly, but in God's belly. Oh my God, that could go so many directions here.
Oh.
If convicted, Fedorovich Yanukovych faces maximum prison sentence of 675 years in jail. Why can't child molesters get that?
Exactly, dude. Like, what the fuck?
Smithsonian employee arrested for renting out dinosaur fossils for sex.
What? Oh, Jesus Christ.
An idiot drug dealer called 911 to report 150 pounds of cocaine stolen. I need just, my brain cells have like bursted from just reading up. A 79-year-old man arrested for making wigs out of dozens of neighborhood dogs. Please stop.
Oh my goodness.
Drunk driver accused of swallowing breathalyzer to avoid test. Oh, that's funny. So you'll like this one. Man keeps dead mom in freezer for casual sex.
What?
Yep, my mom's always DTF, frozen with benefits.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, frozen with benefits, bro. Yeah.
This is why we have a radio show.
This is why we have a radio show. So, how was your Halloween?
Straight. I worked hard.
I bet you did. Was it you, Rodney, and Fat Boy?
Yeah, pretty much.
Meaning it was just you and Rodney, and he was in your way?
Oh, of course.
Watching you work while stuffing his face.
Talking shit.
Yeah, that's what he does. Yeah, if you're listening, if I had a dad who was paying me more than the head chef, and I literally came in and did nothing, like, literally, honestly, I would never do that. You're an evil, evil person, and you think you're better than us, but you're not. You literally have a double cheeseburger on the back of your neck.
No,
I've seen your back knee.
Stop. No, man. No. Stop it. Spaghetti.
Double cheeseburger. So, breaking news, post-ABC poll on Trump's approval among Republicans, July 87, now 74. 18% of Republicans say Congress must impeach and remove Donald Trump from the presidency. It's getting pretty thick, man.
Oh.
You can't commit treason and do all this stuff. Send our firefighters to Russia while fucking California is on fire. Piece of shit.
Wow. That's amazing.
Missing tortoise that has been missing from Sacramento from a family, missing for 7 days, has been reunited with her family in Roseville, but apparently traveled more than 5 miles away from her home. But where she ended up is truly remarkable. They thought they'd never see their sweetie again. You're like, this can't be, this can't be. Then you say, wow, this really happened. My biggest fear is she ran over, attacked, and just gone for good. Roseville mother said she had a shell of a time trying to find sweetie who was passed down by Kogashal's father 20 years ago. She was found 5 miles away, and there was hope. Martin. I don't know what. Where's that typo from? Martin spotted a tortoise on her drive home in Orangevale and took her in, assuming it was someone's pet. She immediately took to Facebook. She seemed shy, but as soon as Sarah picked her up, she was excited. Came out of her shell. It gets better. Russian tortoises are known to be escape artists, and somehow Sweetie traveled all the way back to where the family she used to live years ago. Wow. She went back to their house where they lived 10 years ago. How does that happen? How? But she is, she's fine. Yay. Come on, everything's going so slow. I don't know what's going on. Bro, we got the fastest internet on the street. This shit is still fucking being an asshole. Aw, look, now there's a Russian blue that's fatter than you, but looks like you, but fatter than you, named Cinderblock. And she's overweight and hates her treadmill. Ha ha!
Good Hell nah.
stuff. Good stuff. Yay! But that was our trickle over. And, we will be back on probably tonight for our remaining time, so that way we can catch up. But that was our tea of the day. We're saving all the good stuff for Monday. That came out Monday and Wednesday because we have a lot to cover. And I'm sorry, America, but we have a lot of work to do. So... And let's just face the facts. We sex traffic children. Once you just stop lying and get over this fact and realize that most people in power like to stick their dicks in small children, then we can go from there and start making a difference. It needs to be graphic. There are rich and powerful men in many areas. The Vatican, churches, fucking Congress. In the fucking Oval Office. Producers. Directors. Come on. They like to put their dicks in small humans. This is wrong.
My God. Dude, I know it's wrong. It's fucking dead wrong, but dude.
And one more thing. House Republicans, this is to you. And if you, do you want to hear my tweets of the day? Do you want to hear my tweets of the day?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go over that. I have deprived you, my friend, of my delicious fucking tweets this morning. Let me get on to the tweets before we get off. So, anyway, I want to say before I do this, House Republicans who have been harping about unfair process and procedures just unanimously voted against additional process and procedures. The same people who've been yelling that closed hearing were illegitimate now we're saying they oppose open hearings. What are you hiding? The fact that you're paid off by Putin and y'all are each pocket pussies? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Onto Twitter. Onto the tweets. I've got some delicious fucking tweets. And you're going to love my nuts.
Oh,
man. Oh, yes. I was on it this morning, bro. Where do we begin? I'll start with my last one. This piece of shit is so afraid that New York is closing in on his tax returns and whatnot and all the shit he's done that he's moved to Florida permanently. I say you moved to my state. Isn't it nice when the trash takes themselves out? Yay, let the protests begin. I bet you're so scared NY is closing in on you. You moved like a scared dog. Remember these names? Colin Peterson, Democrat, Minnesota. Jeff Von Drew, Democrat, New Jersey. These are two Democrats that voted nay. Impeachment vote. Tommy Lauren, let me speak to you, you nasty little cunt. I bet your fucking pubes are not even the same as your bleached fucking hair. I hate your fucking ass, and I want you to dye your fucking eyebrows. It bothers me. This bitch dressed up as AOC. Because that is what scares her most. This bitch, I'm sorry, but what scares you most is being your natural hair color. Also, intelligence. AOC did it better. Yeah.
Oh my God, Bill.
Yeah. There's more. But wait, there's more. Now, on Wednesday, I will read the thing that I read to you because it's super fucking long. We'll save that for Wednesday because it matters.
But wait.
Yeah. intelligence, which no one seems to have around here for some reason.
You would be the one to let people know they're stupid.
Yes, I am. So anyway, one-third of Americans were against the American Revolution in the 1770s. One-third of Americans supported slavery in the 1860s. One-third of Americans opposed rights of women to vote. One-third of Americans opposed civil rights in 1960s. There is constant one-third of America that is opposing change. Hashtag I'm not one-third. So I started that. People are starting to catch on already. Donald Trump, I love to tweet you in the morning. When I wake up, I relieve my stresses of life by tweeting this piece of shit. You are such a baby. Obama had to deal with you and your Russian mail order spy and all the Russia bot D-bags. He never complained, wasn't a bitch the entire time, and ruining America. Only racist traitors of U.S. and the sheep didn't like Obama or Reed. Get out. Shut the fuck up. Gulp. Almost 40% of projected farm profit this year will come from trade aid, disaster assistance, federal subsidies, and insurance payments, according to the report based on Department of Agriculture forecast. That's 33, get it? A whopping 33 billion of a projected 88 billion of income. And that's what we call Republican socialism. Hashtag Trump socialism. Hashtag shithole country. Moving on. Fun fact. If Donald Trump says witch hunt into a mirror three times, Richard Nixon appears. Yes. Yes, I said that. We are continuing on. I've got more. But wait, there's more. This dude's like, they must love America. Please let it be sarcasm. If not, you might be a sex predator, child molester, racist, dumb, uber rich, hate the environment, women sick, poor, and by the way, Jesus wasn't right. Wasn't white, too stupid to live. That's a good one. I came up with all the best hashtags, I swear. This piece of shit lied about 303,000 jobs. It was more like 137,000 jobs. He can't even, like, tell good news without lying. So I said, go to work.
Yeah.
So this piece of shit, Paula White, who's not a doctor, has no PhD, and is no, never having graduated from college, lives a luxurious lifestyle despite having driven her previous church into bankruptcy, is joining the White House staff. So I'm like, KK Christian, Christine, idiot. And it is trending. At Donald Trump, you are such a baby. Oh, we did that already. Sorry, that showed up again. Damn, I did a lot today. Hold on. We're there. Damn it, people. Come on. There are so many people who are tweeting right now on this. Let's see. Somebody's got a flow chart up made by, who was it? I don't know who made this flow chart, but it looks like, let's get this click on it. The Epic Times. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. It's not even a fucking realistic newspaper shit. All politicians who are corrupt have to go. Let's start with Trump and move down the line. But if you don't like America, move to Russia, because we are not lying down for corruption to any side anymore. Because it's true, we shouldn't. I gotta stay on task with this POS. Too bold, too dumb to realize that your game is up and corruption is going to be defeated. Please go buy some hair. You are as dumb as you look. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for my education. These people are retarded. And that was to Steve Ferguson, who tried to compare this to the Salem Witch Trials, which was bullshit and mostly against women who were accused, wrongly accused, and burnt at the stake. Keep saying witch hunt. Yes, you are really stupid. I've never seen anyone as dumb besides Trump supporters. You suck at golf and being president. You are a dumb criminal. Soon you'll be behind bars or Putin will have you assassinated when he's done using your mouth as a toilet. Donald Trump says, the Dems have selectively leaked, nor was there any corrupt intent on the part of the president. He's speaking about himself in third person. Remember, the president knew that the call was being heard, and I can't. Just because you are too stupid to get away with a crime does not excuse you from the crime. I just can't sometimes read his tweets because he talks in third person. And you are a fucking buffoon. Impeachment is coming, by the way.
Lock him up.
Save my Katie Hill because I literally, I'm going to save that on Monday and read that tweet. But I tagged Katie Hill and Donald Trump on the same tweet, and I burned him with her on there, so she got to see that. So I hope she likes it. But that's the tea of the day, and those are the tweets of the day, and fuck Donald Trump. Hope everyone has a great November 1st, except for you, Donald
yes.
Trump. Fuck you, Donald Trump. California, if you're listening, we pray for you, even though that doesn't do shit. If I could send you fucking water and do that shit myself, I would. I am super sorry, and I am embarrassed for you, for us, and this country. And that's the fucking tea, guys.
Good day. See you later.
We're going to work.